I really want to thank John. He gave us a wonderful background to what I'm about to talk about. I'm going to take it into the future and look at what we're doing with Scorecard now. And then I wanted to acknowledge Dr. McDermott, who's in the room and has been the leader of this project. So I am talking about Scorecard, and we've already kind of gotten to know the program. I'm going to be looking at it from a different perspective, though, concentrating on the elements of the program that make it sustainable currently within the community. Okay, no, nothing to disclose. So we're looking at what steps were taken over the past year to shift Scorecard from a program run by researchers to one run by the community. And we'll look at the ingredients that make up a sustainable community-based program, as well as the specific aspects of the program that ensure its future success. So I will be going back over a little bit of the background. It might be a bit repetitive, but the background that I've chosen to touch on is what is specifically important for the modifications that were made to then make this a community-run program. The original Scorecard, our target population was third to fifth grade students from four predominantly African-American elementary schools in Tampa. Scorecard was implemented in two of these schools. One school was given the extra gaming equipment, and then another school served as the control. The focus of Scorecard always has been and continues to be having fun, which is very popular here. Yes, very important. Trying new things and spending time with friends. So vendors, we've gone over what the vendors were. They were people and places that we identified in the community that offered our participants free or reduced price opportunities to be active. Some examples were the local bowling alley, the roller skating rink, and the Tai Chi Granny. And then we discussed a little bit how it works. Each cycle, we had two cycles that we ran. They were 6 to 8 weeks each, and students had that 6-week period to get their cards all stamped, and if you filled up your card, you were eligible for some of those prizes that we saw. So the focus of Scorecard, from the beginning, the research team worked with community coalitions to design a program so that it would be a good fit for our population, for our community. The collaboration took place among the research team, these coalitions, the schools, and then nonprofits like the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club. Ongoing evaluation included the pretest survey that was administered before our first cycle of Scorecard, and then we went into all four schools and asked third, fourth, and fifth graders, measuring their self-reported levels of physical activity as well as their enjoyment of physical activity. Actual participation in the Scorecard activities was measured by sign-in sheets that were at each vendor site, so when students showed up to participate, they were able to sign in. So the challenge for Scorecard, as with many programs, is that we had 1 year of funding, and it was funded through a CDC grant for that first year. We were able to complete two cycles of Scorecard in that time, and that came to an end in November of last year. So at that point, it became important for us to identify elements of the program that we could be adopted by the communities involved so that the children could continue participating in this program. So we did identify one community that was very active in the program, and that was really where we chose to focus our work. We met with community members and identified some key leaders and some key elements of the program, and then ways we could streamline Scorecard to make it more cost-effective and easier to manage, and I'm actually going to go over some specifics of that in a minute. So by January of this year, we started to work to make Scorecard a community-owned program. Several after-school groups affiliated with our main community were identified as program leaders, and then modifications were made to reduce the costs and enhance usability. I'm going to discuss a few here. So our third round of FCA, of research-funded Scorecard happened in the spring of this year, And we were starting to transition it to the YMCA Boys and Girls Club and the City and County Parks and Recreation after school programs. So we were already beginning to sort of implement this modified scorecard into the existing after school programs in this community. So specifically, modifications to scorecard. We wanted to integrate it into the existing after-school program to give it a home, and then while always maintaining the emphasis on having fun, trying new things, spending time with friends, and enjoying physical activity, which is so important. We did eliminate the individual scorecards. John mentioned that, how difficult that was for the kids to keep track of. It also increased our printing costs, so it was just sort of an unnecessary expense. Instead, we had there were two after-school programs in the community, and we had a centrally located tracking chart in each place with the participants' names, and they were able to mark down their participation in activities. So there was still that idea of tracking progress and getting credit for what they were doing without any of that printing and logistical costs. So otherwise, we used the existing after-school activities that were already there as students' opportunities to be active, and this eliminated the need for transportation, which was also mentioned in the previous presentation as being a bit of a burden for the parents and then for the people, you know, trying to run this program. So there was no need for that. So today, currently, the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, and the Parks and Rec are continuing to make scorecard a part of their after-school program. And the nice thing about this is that it's not just third to fifth graders now. It's every child that is involved in the after-school program. So we're actually serving a larger age range and a larger group of students. And even more important, the YMCA was recently awarded a sizable grant from the Blue Foundation to fund childhood obesity prevention in this neighborhood. And a community steering committee is actively engaged in planning this and other programs that are focusing on the health of the area's children. So that's really nice. Tanya Thomas was our community liaison when we were planning and implementing Scorecard originally, and she's now on the steering committee. And I sat down to talk with her in the spring of this year, and she had this to say about Scorecard, which I thought was not only really wonderful for us to hear, but also a really nice sort of a summed up what we were hoping to do when we did this transition to the community. So to wrap it up, there were a few key ingredients that ensured the sustainability of Scorecard post-funding. The first thing was to reduce the cost, and really that was simple. It was just printing costs and transportation. So getting rid of that, we were able to preserve the intent of Scorecard and the activities and the enjoyment. And then second, Scorecard needed to be integrated into these existing after-school programs to give it a home and to, you know, there's people there that can run it. And to give the children a place where they could engage in these activities. So the collaboration was really important between the nonprofits and the community groups. I think really what I saw throughout this whole process was communication. And teamwork was that moved the program forward. And then the beauty of the original scorecard is that it brought all these groups together. So we had everyone talking, they got to know each other, they started discussing what they wanted to do, what they didn't want to do, what would work, what wouldn't work, and that was really the nice part about starting the scorecard program in this community and then sort of handing it off to the community. And then scorecard provided a model for an obesity prevention program that was workable for this community, so that was one of the key elements. And this was supported by this grant. Thank you.